This is the How to Not Suck at Money podcast, show number 9. Welcome back to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I'm your host, Devon Jarvis. And welcome back, folks. And this is a educational show, as you guys know, where I try to share and teach you things that I've learned about my money and personal finance over the years. I've also tried to focus on the psychology of money and provide some data and some statistics so that you can see how you measure up to the rest of society. So keeping with education in mind, I listen to a lot of financial podcasts on just finances and real estate, and I read a lot of current events, articles, as well as books over time. So in this episode, I'm going to try to share the books that I've read that's had the greatest impact on my education and my financial journey. So I hope for some of you, this can provide some value and that you can take away, and hopefully these books have as much of an impact on you as it did on me. So with that said, here are the top 10 books that I think everyone should read. So in no particular order, here are the top 10 books that I think everyone should read. Now, the first few books are going to be books that really caused a paradigm shift in my mind. So these are the books where I really changed a lot as far as how I viewed money, how I viewed finances, and really how I viewed the economy and started to understand how money works in society. And for some of you that have read some of these books, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. If you've never read any of these books, then I highly recommend you picking them up and start. And hopefully, over time, after you read some of these books, you'll start to have a paradigm shift, and then the relationship you have with money will change. So number one on my list is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Now, I'm not going to explain everything about all these books, but I will say for Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that book really had a profound impact on my life. And this was written by Robert Kiyosaki. And the main premise of this book, it really talks about how the rich don't work for money and how you should really buy things with passive income versus earned income. And, you know, your rent and your car payment and any other kind of bills you had, and you were able to make those bills with your expenses, that you were, you know, good to go. And that is living the American dream. And this book pretty much turned all of that upside down and really dug into the differences between what rich people do compared to what poor people do, and how rich people earn and spend their money compared to poor people. And the biggest takeaway I could say from this book is that if you want to buy those fancy things and those really nice things because you're like, hey, I work hard and I want to be able to spend money to enjoy some of this stuff, this book tells you don't use the earned income that you worked for. Don't use your W-2 job income, money that's coming in to go and buy that stuff. Instead, use that W-2 money, go out and buy assets and buy put that money into investments. And then with the interest, with the money that your investment pays off, then you could go buy all these other things that you want. And that was a totally new concept for me. That was like completely foreign. But after reading this book about 3 or 4 times, it really started to sink in. And then it really started to make sense to me. And now that's pretty much how I live my life. So if I want something, for example, if I want to go buy a new car and the car payment is going to be $500 a month, I don't think, well, hey, you know, I have a job and I could spend $500 a month on this car payment. I go and decide, what can I invest my money in that can produce a return of $500 a month so that I can pay for that car? And this is a huge mental and paradigm shift for me that changed my life for profoundly. Number two, Killing Sacred Cows. And this is going to be a book by Garrett Gunderson. And in this book, he really just breaks down and really criticizes all the traditional financial advice that we've gotten over the years. So this is really taking a hit to your 401ks, Roth IRAs, all these traditional ways of investing, as far as putting money in an account and accumulating yourself to wealth. And he's saying that you cannot accumulate your way to wealth, because by the time you wait to accumulate that wealth, you're pretty much really old, you know, looking at, you know, 60 plus. And then at that point in time, are you going to be able to guarantee that saving for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years is going to be able to guarantee your retirement and help you retire with dignity and get to where you want? So this book is really good for shattering myths. So if you really are in a position where you're questioning, you know, should I put money into my 401k? Should I get that employer match? Anything along those lines, this book will definitely help you answer that question. Number three on this list is The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. This is another book that talks about the mental shift as far as how. So I highly recommend this book because it will give you a different perspective. You will look at things a little bit differently, and you'll see how rich people view money compared to how poor people view money. And along those lines, you know, you ever wondered how some rich people go completely bankrupt, and then within a matter of months or years, you know, they're twice as wealthy as they were before they went bankrupt? And this book kind of taps into the rich mindset and how those things are able to happen. The fourth book on my list is The Millionaire Fast Lane by MJ DeMarco. This book is actually awesome because it focuses on, you know, the slow lane to wealth and the fast lane to wealth. So the slow lane to wealth may be, yeah, I'm going to invest my 401k Roth IRA. I'm going to do the employee match. You know, I'm going to make all these really safe investments that may take 30, 40 years in order for me, you know, to be able to retire. But the fast lane to wealth is saying, hey, I want to be able to retire in 10 years. And what do I need to do in order to get there? So this is where you're going to focus on buying businesses and investing in, you know, certain types of real estate and other things along those lines where your rate of return is not 7-8%. That's usually typical with the stock market, but you're looking at 100% or more. So you're doubling your money every couple of years. So he did a very good job of laying out the fast lane approach to achieving wealth versus the slow lane approach to gaining wealth. So anyone that's in the position where you're like, oh my God, I don't want to take, you know, 15, 20, 30 years in order, you know, to be able to start to see some progress, this book is definitely for you because it goes against pretty much all the traditional ways of investing that you have learned so far. Number five on this list, The Automatic Millionaire by David Bach. So this book really talks about, and I think is really good for the average person, because it really breaks down how to effortlessly and mindlessly achieve millionaire status by simply just changing your habits. So, you know, he talks about the latte factor, which is, yeah, if I cut out that $5 a day Starbucks and instead invest that amount of money every month, but not just invest it, put it on autopilot. So you'll take that $5 a day Starbucks and instead of every day saying, I didn't buy Starbucks today, let me go invest $5 in my account, then you'll just multiply that 5 times 30, and then you set up a automatic withdrawal from your account into an investment account. So going straight from your bank account into an investment account. And this is really good because it's just saying, you know, set up these automatic systems, pay yourself first, set it and forget it. So before you, the money ever hits your account, after you get paid, it's automatically coming out. Make as many things as you can to your savings versus your spending. That way you're getting as much money out from your hands so that you're not spending it on crap and you're actually putting it towards your savings and investing. Now, the next five books are not necessarily going to be as mind shifting as those first books that will give you that paradigm shift like I talked about. These books are going to be more along the lines of strategy and what you need to do strategically in order to keep more money. So, you know, you heard this saying, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. So part of that strategy is going to be, in order to keep more money, you need to reduce the amount of taxes that you're paying. So no list of top 10 books anyone should read can be complete without books on taxes. So number six is going to be the Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheelwright. And he's one of the Rich Dad advisors. So I mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. He has created a really an education system where he teaches people about money and finances. And this guy, Tom Wheelwright, is one of what he calls his Rich Dad advisors. So this is the guy that does his taxes. But he wrote a book on tax-free wealth where he really talks about what things you need to invest in to minimize your taxes. So this is great, especially this time of the year as we are in tax season right now. If you want to prioritize which books to read over the other based on this list, I might throw this one to the top of the list just because of timing purposes. And number seven is going to be the book on tax strategies for the savvy real estate investor. So this one is going to be a book that was published by Bigger Pockets. And for most of you guys out there that are into real estate, know about Bigger Pockets. And this book is written by Amanda Hahn and Matthew McFarland. And they do a very good job going through the really everyday scenario that if you own a business or if you invest in real estate, what can you do to deduct your everyday normal expenses? I think one of the things they did was really great as well is kind of illustrating if you had, you know, real estate investments in a different state and you wanted to go check on that real estate, how you can really make that a tax-free visit or a tax-free trip. So by, you know, sandwiching your business for the trip and then adding a couple days of really vacation on there, but making sure that at least 50% of the times that you're gone, you're accomplishing business, you can now take a business trip and have a little bit of pleasure along the way. So they do a really good job breaking that down. And number eight is going to be Loopholes of Real Estate by Garrett Sutton. And this book is like the real estate Bible, if you will, as far as breaking down all the different tax loopholes that you can get in real estate. And if you did not know how many tax advantages there are to real estate, this book will highlight all of them. So this is one of those you want to keep by your nightstand with a highlighter and reread it every few days, or keep reading and highlight stuff and take notes. Definitely another good book to read before April 15th because there's a lot of good little nuggets in there. Number nine, this is going to be a book by Ken McElroy called The ABCs of Real Estate Investing. He's another Rich Dad advisor as well. He has a huge presence on YouTube. So if you want to look him up, he does a lot of educational stuff on YouTube where he talks about really a lot of things real estate related. And this book is really good because he really breaks it down like super simple. It's a really easy read. Talks about all the different things you want to look out for if you're investing in real estate. So he takes complex things and just breaks them down very simply so that, you know, anyone can understand. And then you'll realize, you know, some of these things that you were afraid of or that might have kept you back from investing in real estate really weren't that big a deal anyway, because he'll make it seem really, really simple. And number 10, last but not least, but our last book for today, will be the book on rental property investing by Brandon Turner. Brandon Turner is the host of the Bigger Pockets podcast. So huge community there on Bigger Pockets where it's all about real estate investing. You can go on there and you can connect with people all around the country, all around the world. There's huge forums where you can just talk everything real estate related. This is another book along the lines of the ABCs of real estate investing, where it's just going to break down those nitty gritty things as far as what's my first step? How do I get financing? What do I need to look for? How do I talk to real estate agents? All that kind of stuff. So it's a great blueprint, if you will, as far as, you know, those initial steps of what you need to do in order to get into real estate investing. So hope you guys enjoy this list. Hope you can go pick up a copy of some of these books. I know it's a lot of books to read. I listen to some of these stuff on Audible as well. So if you spend a lot of time in the car and you're driving around, and yeah, I used to spend a ton of time in my car, and I used to call it, you know, my mobile university. So I really didn't listen to music anymore. I just listened to podcasts, listened to audiobooks, and learn as much as I could while I'm stuck in traffic or driving, commuting to work. So go ahead, listen to some of this stuff, or pick it up, read it, and hopefully it can offer you guys a little bit of wealth of knowledge as it did for me. And with that said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. And if you didn't catch out my episode on reasons why I think real estate is the best investment in 2021, go ahead and listen to that. And some of these books will help kind of prove why I feel that way. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.